Welcome back to the nationally syndicated Price of Business show. I'm your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. You know, we love talking about sports on the show. We do a weekly feature with our friend Dan Roberts over there from Yahoo Finance, who covers the sports beat for the website there. And plus, we've got a lot of professional athletes we've enjoyed over the years talk about their current careers or former athletes like our guests today, who have parlayed a lot of the success they have in baseball, and this guest in particular has had great success in baseball, into a business career. Todd Stottlemyre, welcome to the program. Glad to have you on the show.
I'm honored and humbled, sir. I really appreciate it, Kevin.
You had a phenomenal career as a Major League Baseball player. Both substantial in time and included being part of teams and pitching for those teams that won two World Series. A phenomenal career. And we're excited to be able to talk a little bit about that, but even more so, how you parlayed that into your post-baseball career. But kind of give us a little bit of background for those who aren't familiar with your story about your time in Major League Baseball.
Well, it really started as a kid, you know, growing up and having Yankee Stadium as a playground. Monument Park for us was our monkey bars. My father, Mel Stottlemyre, in the 60s and 70s was a, you know, five-time All-Star, three-time 20-game winner. And that's where the dream started. And then we were lucky enough to live out the dream. And I was just so blessed to play on, you know, back-to-back world championships in Toronto with the Toronto Blue Jays. And was lucky enough to stay healthy long enough to put in, 14, 15 years in Major League Baseball and to start out as a child and have a dream to live that dream out. I was just so blessed. I'm grateful for all of that. And then, you know, after baseball, I got into the business world. And once again, I was competing just on a different field and at a different level. So just always loved building businesses and was just, you know, been grateful, been in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, no question about it. And I love your humility in it. We begin to believe our press releases, then we begin to have a lot of problems in life. And you got to have press releases to grow yourself and your business, but you got to be careful how you take it with a grain of salt. And obviously luck plays a factor for anyone who's successful, and the truly humble recognize that. And so you've parlayed that. You know, you're known as the guy who went from World Series to Wall Street. Talk a little bit about that transition.
Well, you know, kind of happened as an accident over a dinner. My next door neighbor was a director at a firm, and it was right after I'd retired, and we were about 6 months after I retired, we're having dinner, and we were talking. He's like, "What are you going to do next?" And I was like, "I don't know. I just got to go find that thing, you know?" And I knew I couldn't replace my baseball career because that was a dream as a child, but I was looking for the next thing I could get passionate about and get passionate behind. And he ended up inviting me into the office, and I went into his office. We talked for about, you know, 1 or 2 hours at his office the next day, and I walked out with a job and built an asset management team. We had a lot of fun, spent 5 years there at the firm. We had a lot of great success, and then I moved on to actually launch my own fund shortly after that.
Yeah, very interesting. Great. Sounds like great training, you know, and people are always intrigued by professional athletes who go into business. And the natural assumption is that, oh, they had so much money. That's why they could do that. You know, and baseball players are well paid, professional athletes, particularly marquee ones, which I would put you in. But, you know, it's gone quickly, and that alone does not explain the success. I think there's a lot of other factors. In your book, The Observer really addresses a lot of those factors. You know, when you look at Hall of Fame batters, they miss two out of three, you know, they get struck out or out by some means two out of three times. You know, and some of the greatest pitchers of all time only won 55% of their games, you know, because of other factors like number of strikeouts and those other factors. And the reason why they're perceived as great is because of total impact, not those individual moments along the way. And, you know, that's sports helps in that kind of training, doesn't it?
Well, for sure, you have to learn how to fail, and it sounds a little bit crazy, And, you know, where failure is so much, I call it the multivitamins to success. If you didn't fail, you probably didn't succeed at the level you could have. And one of the things that when I'm out coaching people today, I'm like, what did we do today? How did you push yourself to a place of failure, to a place of setback? That pain, that setback, all that failure is there to not to define you, but to refine you. And I don't want to get too cliche, but it is so important. And you nailed it. It's like, think about a Hall of Fame hitter. He's going to fail. He's going to basically fail more than 60% of the time to become one of the great. And I tell people in businesses and people in CEOs I'm coaching, are you allowing your people to fail? It is so important to fail, but not only to fail, but then to learn. And the way we learn is by reflecting, studying past performances. And if we can take the study of a past performance that turned into a failure, we can multiply that into major success, if we'll give it the right perspective.
Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, has been on my show many, many times. And one of the things he loves to say is that failure has to be demystified. And the most successful people demystify it by allowing themselves to fail. And they're not afraid of it. They do it often. They do it as much as necessary in order to achieve whatever they want to achieve. He says, and if you want that in life, you need to start looking at all your activities, not just game time, but all your activities like game time. And you're sitting at that board game, and as you begin that game, you know some's going to win, some's going to lose, and you got to be okay with whichever you land in and learn from it and do better the next time. If you took that same kind of simple attitude into life and to business, it would be transformative.
Yeah, man, for sure. I love it. And, you know, I just love the fact that, you know, it's one of those things where failing, if we can give it the perspective where failing or a setback or a missed, maybe a missed number or something, where that becomes exciting. And the reason it becomes so exciting and the way we can make it exciting is to understand it's going to the School of Champions, that failure is our greatest teacher. Because the teacher's telling us exactly what we need to do in order to get better so we don't fail next time. It becomes exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm talking to Todd Stottlemyre. He is known for many things, but a really outstanding pitching career, 14 years. That's just phenomenal. And in that, being part of a team that won two World Series, which you got to love that. That's one of those things that everyone wants on their resume once they're in baseball. And even more important than individual statistics in many ways. Talk a little bit. I love the title of the book. I think it's really important. I think I think the reality is that most people are going through life in one or two postures, either one of two postures, either as victims or owners. And I think the majority of people kind of operate as victims. And it's such a weak position, and they get confused with all that powerful emotion they feel as a victim and think that's powerful. Well, maybe, but it is powerful against you, the victim. You know, meanwhile, the owner is just owning what happens as much as he or she can humanly possibly can, learning from it and then taking it to the next level and really making peace with reality. Your book to me seems like a tool to negotiating peace with reality, which makes everyone happier. Talk a little bit about it.
You know, really started, I look back, Kevin, and I appreciate it. You know, 1993, we just become world champions for the second consecutive time. We went back-to-back world champions. I'm in my 20s. I'm making millions. I'm lived out my childhood dream. It looks like I've got the world. There was a problem. I look in the mirror. I didn't like the person staring back at me. So this book, The Observer, really was the place where I was at, where I was in a mess. But because I was able to overcome it with great people around me to help me overcome it, it's become my message. And what I'm talking about is I was living in hate and guilt because of a decade prior to those championships. I gave a bone marrow transplant to my little brother who was in his third bout of leukemia. My marrow eventually put him into a coma that eventually took his life. Yes, sadness. Yes, it was tragic. But I left that hospital hating the world, and I left that hospital feeling guilty I had something to do with it. The problem is I never healed that emotion. So every time I got into a combative situation, hate and guilt would show up and ruin the mastery of the moment. And it wasn't until I got a chance to meet with a guy by the name of Harvey Dorfman. And he said, Todd, he put me on a 7-day challenge. And here's what he said. For the next 7 days, you're not allowed to react or respond. You can only document. I want you to observe your thoughts and your emotions. At the end of 7 days, we're going to look through your journal. We're going to build you a tool chest to help you stay in peak performance and to help you react and respond the way you would be proud of. See, the problem, yes. You look at the world today, we're responding so much to race, to politics, to COVID, to economies with hate, and we're being so reactive. How about if we could stand back and observe? How about if we could understand more? And this is this book. It's to get to a deeper level of understanding so you can stay in peak performance, so you can pursue the best version of yourself or your career.
Yeah, I love it. And more importantly than all of that, and that stuff is important, but to develop peace of mind, to develop serenity. And I loved, you know, people don't look at what you described about what happened to your brother, which I'm sorry that turned out that way. But, you know, you look at that situation, and it's interesting when people do that, because essentially what you did is you ascribe too much power to yourself in that situation. At least that's what I make up, you know, and we end up becoming omnipotent in our thinking and taking way more responsibility for things than beyond our control. And the reality, you did everything you could to help him, and the fact that it didn't work out had nothing to do with you. And that's a hard thing for people to accept.
You know, that day I sat down with Harvey Dorfman, he said, Todd, he says, would you do it again? I said, yeah. He says, didn't you already do it? I said, yeah. He said, did you do everything you could possibly do? I said, yeah. He said, Todd, you're not God. You're not in control. Like, who do you think you are that you had that kind of power? He basically said, Todd, you've done everything you could possibly do. It's time to let it go. And you nailed it, Kevin. We give ourselves such a perspective like we can control things. How about if we step back, let it go, and take the flow of life?
Yes. I mean,
it'll be a place of peace, man. And in business, listen, business is not – it's sports business. It's not supposed to go perfect. It's supposed to be
– exactly.
All those challenges that are in front of us are there to make us better. We got to give it the right perspective and the right understanding.
That's right. Todd Stottlemyre, who's been our guest this segment, we went a little over because it was worth it. And honestly, I work a program now for quite some time where we focus on the averageness of situations, not the exceptionality. Because exceptionality gets into romantic thinking and creating expectations that lead to disaster. Whereas if you're, you know, a great batter, but you only hit 30% of your hits, you're a great batter still. If you're hitting 35%, you're one of the greatest of all time. And you have to have a certain piece with average to look at things that way. And so, you know, that's really important. And average is really the root of humility as well. Todd, really appreciate you. I want to encourage the listener to check out this book. I think it's imperative, in fact, because the most important war that's going on is in our minds. And so quality information like this can help us navigate that. Todd Stottlemyre, check him out. Website, toddofficial.com. That's toddofficial.com. You're listening to the nationally syndicated Price of Business show. More for you after this on this station.